Certainly good to see everyone. Thank you for being here. Josh, thank you for those songs. That very appropriate for what I want to share with us this evening. Hallelujah. This word is usually the same in every language. What does it mean? Praise the Lord. Praise God. It is used some 24 times in the Psalms, 4 times in Revelation. In Psalms, it seems to be the hallelujah of the earth. In Revelation, it seems to be the hallelujah of heaven. And it would seem that all the nations of the earth were in some senses practicing for the hallelujah chorus one day in heaven. Handel, the German-born English composer, wrote that musical composition, Messiah. And part of the Messiah is called the Hallelujah Chorus. It has been reported, and I should have checked with Josh here, my music expert, to make sure I had this story correct, but it's been reported that as he was composing this music, that he went into his studio for days, did not come out. Many times food was brought to his door, but was never eaten. And as they passed the door, they would hear him crying out as he wrote his music. So inspiring was it. It was also said that after he wrote the music, he was never the same. That after the Messiah, he only wrote sacred music, the Hallelujah Chorus. I want us to look at 6 Hallelujahs tonight. Number one, the hallelujah of creation. Psalm 104 ends with a hallelujah. In verses 2 through 11, he writes what we might call a poem to nature. Psalm 104, beginning at verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloud, stretching out heaven like a tent curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. He makes the clouds his chariot. He walks upon the wings of the wind. He makes the wind his messengers, flaming fire his ministers." In verse 24, "O Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions." Over the archway to McGill University in Canada, there's a statement in tribute to a famous scientist, Sir William Dawson. He did not allow his scientific prejudice to blind the eyes of his soul. When we stop and look at God's handiwork, who could look at those things and not say, hallelujah? Psalm 19 begins, "The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands." Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen." The praise, the hallelujah of creation. Then there's the hallelujah of God's providence. Psalm 105 closes with hallelujah. The psalm recites the history of Israel and how the hand of God is in the lives of his people. The God who covenanted with Abraham, who sent Joseph and Moses, who sent the darkness, the cloud by day and the fire by night, who opened the rocks and the water came out. Psalm 105, verse 45, "So that they might keep his statutes and observe his laws, praise the Lord." Now, I realize it may be easier to see God in nature than to see him in providence. But God is working in our lives. Paul's statement in Romans chapter 8, verse 28 reminds us, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So in all of our experiences, God is there. He is active even in the difficult things. And the knowledge that God is there through all prompts a hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now again, I know that can be difficult, and that's, I'm sure, difficult for some of our families right now to wonder how God is working in our lives at this point. And I've been with some of those people, and they do have some questions, and it's a difficult one. But I believe these verses are reminding us that God is indeed at work in our lives. We may not see it here immediately, but we believe that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. I was visiting a patient at one of the nursing homes this week, and he is having such a difficult time. And he just cried out to me, "This place is so miserable. Where is God?" I said, "Sir, I cannot begin to imagine what you are dealing with. I have no idea. But I want you to know that I will be praying for you, and I will try to come by and see you whenever I can. And I just want you to know that God will be the one to help you through this difficult time." The hallelujah of God's providence. In all of our experiences, God is there. Then there is the hallelujah of God's grace and mercy. Psalm 106, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting." The keynote of this psalm is thanking God for His goodness and His mercy. Verse 4, "Remember me, O Lord, in your favor towards your people. Visit me with your salvation." Verse 6, "We have sinned like our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have behaved wickedly." And the psalm recounts the merciful dealings of God. And when we have done wickedly, when we have failed miserably, when we have come short of God's mercy, is God's mercy and grace still extended? Yes, it is still extended. We must never sell short the mercy of God. Our response is hallelujah. And if not for His mercy, if not for His grace, we, of course, would not be here. The hallelujah of God's grace and mercy. And then, of course, there is the hallelujah of praise, and we have been singing some songs of praise tonight. Psalm 111, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly." Well, I hope that that's what we have endeavored to do here tonight, that we have given thanks to Him with all of our hearts, that when we said, "Praise the Lord, hallelujah," we have done that here in the company of the assembly. Psalm 112, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in His commandments." Psalm 113, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord." And so God, of course, is the object of our hallelujah. Psalm 146, verse 1, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul." 147, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming." It's good to sing praises, the psalm tells us. When we praise or when we worship, we are praising Him. Psalm 148, and one of the songs that we sang tonight comes from this particular psalm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him all His angels. Praise Him all His hosts. Praise Him sun and moon. Praise Him all stars of light. Praise Him highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. Psalm 149, praise the Lord. Sing the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of the godly ones. And then near the end of the psalm, Psalm 150, verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So worship and praise may be the most natural thing we do with our hearts, our minds, our words, our singing. We worship His majesty. God, of course, is worthy of all praise. If you breathe, you are to praise the Lord. All living things are called upon to praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6, which I read just a moment ago, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The secret of life is pursuing one thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then there is the hallelujah of God's sovereignty. Revelation 19, verse 6, then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. The Lord God Almighty reigns. God is in control, and we must give Him praise for that. I know that we sometimes face mighty things in life. When we lose a job, bring home that first child, move to a new school, facing some difficult challenges as far as health is concerned, face things at times that are mighty and strong. But there is a God who rules on high. He rules over every area. He's on high, ruling over all, and He's robed in majesty and strength. He's mightier than anything we face in terms of transition. And so we say, hallelujah, for the Lord God, the Almighty, reigns. And then the hallelujah of judgment. This is Revelation 19, beginning in verse 1. After these things, I heard something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because His judgments are true and righteous. For He has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and He has avenged the blood of His bondservants on her. And a second time they said, hallelujah! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sits on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah! And a voice came from the throne saying, give praise to our God, all you His bondservants, you who fear Him, the small and the great. Judgment is coming. And perhaps the first word out of our mouth when we stand before God in judgment perhaps will be, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Six hallelujahs. The hallelujah of creation. The hallelujah of God's providence, His working in our lives. The hallelujah of God's grace and mercy. The hallelujah of praise. The hallelujah of God's sovereignty, that God is on His throne, that God rules, God reigns, God is indeed in control. And the hallelujah of judgment. That is coming. A great day is coming. And I don't know I don't know what might be the first words out of our mouth before we stand before God in the judgment. But I find it interesting there in that context of judgment that's going on here in Revelation chapter 19 that you have that word hallelujah used at least some three times. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's do that every day of our life. Not only when we come together, and of course that's when we do have an opportunity to truly praise the Lord, to sing that hallelujah, but we praise the Lord every day by the way we live, by the way we conduct ourselves, by the way we talk, by the way we walk. And hopefully that will be something that we will do on a very consistent, regular basis. And when we think about some of these areas that I've discussed, you know, tonight, and when you are aware of some of those areas and you can see that God has indeed been at work in your life, I hope that that will just naturally come forth from your mouth and from your heart. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to sing our song of encouragement. If there's anyone here tonight who is ready to respond to the gospel of Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, we invite you to come. If anyone is ready to come back and rededicate their life, we invite you to come. And I wonder, perhaps that could be the first word out of someone's mouth when they are raised up out of the waters of baptism. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But if we can help you in any way tonight, would you let us know how we can do that as we stand together and sing our song of encouragement?